This is KCUR 89.3. University of Missouri basketball phenom Michael Porter Jr. will soon find out whether he is medically cleared to play again this season. Before Porter injured his back, he was supposed to be the star of the team. As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, it's a role that players and coaches have to negotiate, but when it all meshes, it's a boon for the schools.
There was plenty of curiosity last fall when the Missouri Tigers and Kansas Jayhawks squared off in a charity basketball game in Kansas City. Aside from raising money for hurricane victims and renewing their border rivalry, everyone wanted to see how Tigers first-year coach Konzo Martin would blend a big-time player like Porter with the rest of the team. Sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs says it's not an easy task.
One of the big issues that I work with players on is respect. You know, a lot of guys who are the dynamic team leader types of guys don't understand, quite frankly, what the guys who reserve players' mindsets are because they've never been in that role before.
Porter became accustomed to being the center of attention while growing up in Columbia. Coaches from all over the country, including Kansas Jayhawks coach Bill Self, recognized Porter's NBA caliber abilities.
The things that people say about him being a potential top three pick or the number one pick, totally accurate. Be shocked if he's not. I think he's every bit as good as advertised.
Star players like Porter and Oklahoma freshman Trey Young bring in the money. Jay Luxus with Mizzou's marketing department says tickets to home games were on the verge of selling out when Martin was hired. But Porter's commitment to Mizzou, bringing his brother Jonte along too, put them over the top.
People are calling. We need to do something, right? We can't miss the opportunity that we were given.
Oklahoma athletics director Joe Castiglione is as frank.
Let's not be naive. We have business elements to what we do. It's obvious.
Those business elements have come into question, with the FBI looking into whether schools are illegally paying phenom recruits and players. Mizzou and Oklahoma haven't been publicly tied to the investigation, but it's in the early stages.
Three on the way, rims out, rebound, Porter, head and shoulder fake, put it up and in.
That call by Mike Kelly on the Tiger Radio Network described Michael Porter Jr.'s only basket this season. On November 10th, he sat out the rest of the game before undergoing back surgery several days later. 28 games later, Porter says he's figuring out how he can mix in with a team that's moved on without him.
I'm sitting on the bench watching our team do amazing things, but for me, I'm taking mental notes, looking at the plays that we run, looking at how we play on defense, looking how hard we play.
Oklahoma's Trey Young has been healthy, and despite a few recent rocky games, could make college basketball history by becoming the first to lead the nation in scoring and assists. Sooners coach Lon Kruger knows he has an impact player, one who understands the team dynamic.
He's a guy that could go off individually and hasn't done that. He's smart with regard to the value of doing things as a group. And he knows, too, that you know he needs his teammates to play well.
Jacobs believes impact players like Young and Porter need something besides physical talent to get through losing streaks and injuries.
I think the ones that succeed and last the longest are grounded people. They may be physically talented. I always like to say you can have two athletes who are physically the same, but the one with the stronger mind will be the one who will come out on top.
Mizzou is in contention to make the NCAA tournament for the first time in 5 years, and Porter says he wants to play if he can. It'll be up to Martin to figure out how to work him in at a time when there's a lot at stake and little margin for error. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
You'll find more of KCUR's sports coverage at kcur.org.